This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Direct from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's On Your Mind. Scott Hannon here, Kevin Flynn off today. Back tomorrow on the program this hour, we're going to talk about how fraud is becoming a bigger deal. In fact, an increase of 30% year over year. How can you protect yourself from it? We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk with the president of Virtual Health at Sanford Health. On the program today about behavioral health appointments and the game changer that virtual health is there. I want to tell you about a World War II veteran celebrating 100 years and wanting something from young people that seems to be wise advice. We'll tell you about that today on the program and much more, including Bud Light not doing so well after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. In fact, losing market share to their rivals Coors Light and Miller Lite. Got a story on that I want to share with you as well. Before we go to our guest on the fraud question today, James in Grafton wants to weigh in. Hello, James. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I guess what's on my mind is the school choice bill, the HB 1532. And I was wondering if you could maybe get somebody from the governor's office or Governor Berger himself to explain why he will neither lead nor follow nor get out of the way on school choice. He's been talking about it since he first ran for governor in 2016. Frequently in January, he'll issue a little pronouncement about School Choice Week. He did it again just this year. But he's never gotten behind the education savings accounts. He's never gotten behind the tax credits, all these different ideas that have been brought up in the legislature. And now when the legislature finally made some progress on school choice, he vetoed it because he said it wasn't comprehensive enough. And I'm flabbergasted by the governor's actions, not in any way matching his rhetoric on school choice. Hoping someone can reach out to the governor's office maybe and get some kind of an explanation on that.
Yeah, I was struck by his veto message because it was very much rah-rah about school choice, and we can do better, but I don't know why we wouldn't just take this as a first victory and continue to build on it. I took the time yesterday, and I encourage others to do the same, and send a note to every member of the legislature, every member, and specifically on this issue said, you know, you're going to override this? I'm ticked.
Yeah.
And we talked to Claire Corey yesterday, who was the sponsor of this, but I really hope people take the time, if they feel strongly about school choice, to ask your members of the legislative body to override this veto. They can override it. And I don't know why they wouldn't say, you know, how many times do we have to be kicked in the teeth before we wake up here? You know, there have been some vetoes this year where you just scratch your head and say, what the heck is going on? And certainly, you know, this bill is a good first step, if nothing else. And, you know, I first remember this issue in the mid-90s being something that we were working on, and every single session they come up short, and they finally pass something, and then the governor vetoes it while saying he's a supporter of school choice. It just makes no sense. So if he wants comprehensive school choice, I'd say override the veto and give it to him and consider this a fair step. That's what ought to happen. But folks are going to have to get serious real quick. I did receive a note from Judy Estenson back today saying I'm ticked as well and would certainly vote yes again, but I don't expect it to come up as it has little chance of overcoming the veto. That's what she told me just this morning. That can change if people take the time to say override the veto. That's what you got to do. And James,
absolutely.
I appreciate you calling. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, that's it. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate the call. I'm with you. Makes no sense whatsoever. And we'll certainly reach out to the governor and invite him to come on. Absolutely. Our next guest is an attorney in the Federal Trade Commission's Midwest region, Matthew Schiltz, investigates potentially deceptive and unfair business practices and enforces consumer protection laws. We saw a number that really, really, really blew us back, and that is consumers nationwide reported losing nearly $8.8 billion in fraud in the most recent year these stats are available, 2022. That was an increase of more than 30% over the previous year. What's going on here? Matthew, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. Really happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Where is $8.8 billion in fraud going?
Well, unfortunately, it's going into scammers' pockets. As you mentioned, you know, last year we saw $8.8 billion in reported consumer losses. That's up nearly $3 billion. And the related news is that reports of scams are actually going down, but the total losses are going up, which means that when people do send money to scammers, they're sending more money to scammers, unfortunately.
What's the worst example of one of these scams?
Well, what we've seen again in 2022, and we saw it before in 2021, is the top fraud that is being reported to the FTC is what we call impersonator scams. These are scams like business impersonator scams or government impersonator scams where someone gets in touch with you, maybe they call or send you a text message, and they pretend to be someone you might trust, and they ask you for money right away. They'll try to reach you however they can, and use whatever stories they think will be effective to get you to send them their your money.
Lest you think this fraud happens elsewhere, 2,725 fraud reports went to the Federal Trade Commission from North Dakota, and that was about $11 million in losses. So it's happening right here among your neighbors. We're doing this. What's the best practice just to avoid any hint of fraud and protect yourself?
Yeah, we give people advice about all the imposter scams, and a few things are consistent. The first is if someone reaches out to you out of the blue and asks for money, that should be a red flag. If you're not expecting a phone call from the government or from a business that you trust, it could be Amazon and it could be Microsoft, you know, whatever that business might be, asking for your financial information and indicating that you need to pay right away, that should be the first red flag. You know, like I said, these scams can take several forms. It might be a business impersonator scam. Unfortunately, I suspect many people are familiar with these text messages that say, you've won a prize, log into your Amazon account to claim it, and there's a link connected to that text message. Or, you know, a shipment has been delayed, log into your account to check it out. Or you have a problem with your computer, you need to log on right away and send us some money right away. And so in all of those instances, we really encourage people to take a minute. And if they're not expecting a call and someone is encouraging them to send money right away, that should be a red flag. Another red flag that we always encourage people to look out for in all of these sorts of situations is if people ask for cash or ask for a payment by wire transfer or gift card or cryptocurrency, that should be another red flag that people should look out for in all of these sorts of impersonator scams.
Are these scammers overseas? Are they impossible to catch?
You know, they're not impossible to catch. Some of them are operating from outside the U.S. Some of them are not operating from outside the U.S. And, you know, one thing that people can do that makes it more likely for the FTC to be able to do something about all of this fraud is to report whatever they see. If you see something that you think is deceptive or unfair, even if you don't end up getting scammed, we encourage people to go to reportfraud.ftc.gov and tell us about it, because that allows us to know what's happening out there and, you know, to devote our resources to trying to stop it.
So you do catch them?
Absolutely, we do. you know, as you said when you introduced me at the beginning, a part of my job is doing things like this and trying to get the word out about imposter scams and letting people know what's happening so that they can stop it. And then another big part of my job is enforcing consumer protection laws. So I investigate scammers and other businesses that, you know, may be engaged in deceptive or unfair practices. And then if we have to, we bring lawsuits in federal court across the country.
Yeah. And North Dakotans are, same with Minnesotans, South Dakotans in our audience, are nice people. You know, they want to help others. And if they think they're helping somebody, they're going to do that. But in this case, be safe. Don't. Right?
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to stress exactly what you said. You know, in a lot of cases, people can get scammed and feel embarrassment about it. But we really encourage people, if they want to help, one of the best things that people can do is to talk about it. Talk to your friends, talk to your family. It can be hard at first for some people, and it's totally understandable. But it's really also important for people to know that scams affect, you know.
Absolutely. Great point. Matthew, thank you for the time today.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kenner, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Lister says this just in. Fox News has officially changed its pronouns to CNN and MSNBC. That's funny. That's funny. That's pretty good. Yeah, thank you. We'll be here all week. Our listeners are the best. That's the best. 701-271-1100. What's on your mind today? Let us know. Texters, we'd like hearing from you as well. 701-237-1590. Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Do you know H.A. Thompson & Sons got its start in 1908 here in North Dakota? It actually started in Bismarck. Now has plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services available all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Operations right here in Fargo as well. Indoor air quality is something they are really, really good at. There are a lot of components to mechanical systems, and many manufacturers incorporate better indoor air quality through a variety of these. H.A. Thompson & Sons really just studied all of them, done all the research for you, and can give you the lowest price and the best quality for what you're trying to do with indoor air quality. It's really something that's important in the post-COVID era. HATandSons.com to find out more. HATandSons.com to find out more. All right, I said I would share with you the wisdom of a 100-year-old Minnesota World War II veteran celebrating 100 years by calling on young people. She's a veteran that overcame tremendous hardship during her lifetime, including war. Memories of raising three siblings. That's what she did. Serving her country, bringing up her own eight children, becoming a nurse at age 49, suffering the loss of a son to suicide, and she square dances. She did that until she was 92, finally had to give it up. More than 200,000 women served in the military during World War II. Today, only about 10,000 are still alive. But one of them is Dorothy Lassick of Stewartville, Minnesota. She talks about how it was a different time then. We had a really deep depression. There were no jobs for anybody, really. And we were attacked. Pearl Harbor did a lot to us. When something like that happens, it's a lot different than it is nowadays. You don't even stop to think about it. It's just something you have to do. Served the U.S. Navy as a pharmacist mate, third class, stationed in Key West, Florida. Talks about how ships would come into the harbor and we'd get people and field dress them. We called it field dressing, even though they were in the Navy. We would stabilize them and send them on closer to their homes. She was a physical therapist, too. In her last 6 months of service, she was transferred to the Navy Hospital in Miami Beach. A woman in a male-dominated setting, she was confident in her position. She said, "We opened up a dependence unit for all the moms and girlfriends that were going to come to have babies." Actually, anybody working in the hospital corps was better off than those not working, because the guys that were working with us were really great. We never worried about anything. She showed toughness and a willingness to serve from an early age. She said, "My father left us when we were toddlers. I had two brothers and a baby sister. I was the oldest. And our mother left us a few years later." Oh my gosh. "We were turned over by our Lutheran pastor to our maternal grandparents on a farm that they rented." Lassick said she did not want to talk further about her childhood, except to say that in many ways, she had to take on the role of mother to her siblings. "All my life, because I was the oldest, I've been told do this and do that, look after them, all my life." Later, after teaching in a country school for 2 years, she married, moved to a farm in Wisconsin, and had eight children of her own. She has 15 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren. Been a widow for 43 years. At age 49, she went back to school and became a licensed practical nurse, worked mostly in OB until she was 72. Lasik said the happiest moment of her 100 years was the day her first son was born. And her most challenging moment in life was when one of her sons committed suicide. You don't forget it either, she said. Developments in modern medicine and the innovations that have made the biggest impression on Lasik, she said. Just think, penicillin was invented in 1929. And in World War II, we were still trying to figure out how we could use it. I have two granddaughters with diabetes, she said. Diabetes is strong in our side of the family, but there was no insulin for diabetics until sometime in the 30s. To stay fit, Lasik said she started square dancing when she was 65 and did her last dance at 92. She makes a pot of coffee most mornings, and lately she's been on a Wheaties kick. A friend brought her some Bismarck pastries for her birthday, so she confessed to sneaking in a few of those at breakfast time. She shied away from offering too much advice about living well, other than saying, things that taste good and feel good on my tongue, a lot of chocolate. But she did say it's hard for her to see so many young people who don't do anything but party. I wish they would get a little more backbone. Hard work is not as important to some kids today. I think the pandemic did a lot towards that. There's just one thing Lasik said she always wanted to do, and it involves a family member who followed her military footsteps. I have a grandson who's a commander in the Navy as a helicopter pilot. I've asked him, I don't know how many birthdays now, to bring a helicopter pilot and give me a ride. Bring a Navy helicopter, give me a ride. He says the Navy won't let him do that. Now Lacey and Lasik, rather, and her dog Sadie, who's about her same age, take naps together and take care of each other. Family had a 100th birthday celebration for her earlier this month, an event which she said has to get even with a few people. Oh, isn't that cute? Best part of that was asking our youngsters to get a little more backbone. Emulate some things that have been done like this woman has done over the years. Hard work is not as important to some kids today. And she puts it on the pandemic. 100 years old. I don't know where Stuartville, Minnesota is. But God bless this woman at 100 years of age. What a life, huh? What a life. Wow. When we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit about virtual health, the benefits of that, and specifically how it's being used in behavioral health. One of the top officials at Sanford Health, president of virtual health, will join us coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
Harry Belafonte, who stormed the pop charts and smashed racial barriers in the 1950s and went on to become a leader in the civil rights movement, died today at his home in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The 96-year-old passed from congestive heart failure. It's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a pre-recorded video this morning. Democrat Congressman James Clyburn from South Carolina weighs in.
I don't believe this is about stopping Trump. This is about continuing our pursuit of a more perfect union, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Direct from the PetroServe USA studios today, where shepherd's pie is on the menu. If you head to the 45th Street location, PetroServe USA in Fargo, there's also shepherd's pie at the 12th Avenue and I-29 location as well. If you travel on I-29, Harwood is another great spot. Cafe USA there, always great. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. If you're traveling 94 today, Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. You can get to West Main Avenue, location of the PetroServe USA, the far west location that is up by Bonanzaville. West Main Avenue has meatloaf, or chicken bowl today at PetroServe USA. Swedish Meatballs, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. Tacos in Yulin. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Butch emails, say Scott. They said a couple of years back that there was concern over Rupert Murdoch turning over control to his kids since they have a progressive leaning. What a shame and a sham. Always enjoy your show, Scott. Thank you, Butch. Appreciate that. And, yeah, I think that's definitely playing a role here. Got a 92-year-old chairman who's kind of checked out, and you got two liberal kids. And they watch Tucker show every night, and they go, dang, now I can't go to the cocktail party with the cool people in Manhattan. I'll have to wait a week or two so they don't give me grief about that. You can be sure that played a role. There's no doubt about it. Also on the program, before we're done today, Tucker Carlson, why is he out at Fox News Channel? It's been our question of the day, and keep those coming. 271-1100 or 237-1590 to fax it. I promised you I'd tell you about a story we have about Bud Light's rivals stealing sales after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. So stay tuned for that, too. We have some details on that. Right now, Brad Shipper joins us. Brad is the president of Virtual Health at Sanford Health. Talk a little bit about virtual health and its role in healthcare, and specifically about behavioral health appointments as well. Brad, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
So, for folks that are not familiar, what is virtual health? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so virtual health can be defined many ways, but basically just assume it's anything that's not in-person, face-to-face, while you're interacting with a healthcare professional can be considered virtual health. It could be on your phone. It could be an image that gets stored and shared to another provider to read on your computer, or anything of that sort of nature, even an email asking a provider a question or a phone call, you can lump into virtual health.
How is it helping the consumer, patients, as well as organizations like Sanford Health?
Yeah, so there's benefits that are mutual in both ways, which we're finding out is even more than we initially thought. So for the consumer, what is great, and especially in North Dakota, is, you know, the roads aren't always great and traveling can be problematic, especially this winter. So what really helps the consumer is the consumer is in control of when, where, and how they want their health care. They can do it in their tractor, on their cell phone, and be FaceTiming a provider, for example, to get some help. And the same benefit goes for that provider of the care as well, that if we can keep a provider off the road for 2 or 3 hours, it also allows them to potentially see additional patients than they otherwise would be able to do. Some of our specialists in behavioral health, you know, can see another 6 patients rather than that 6-hour round trip of travel. Other specialties can see up to 36 more patients. So we're usually in a shortage area with our providers, unfortunately, because we're in rural and underserved areas. So it's helping our providers, and ultimately it's helping our patients that if they can stay where they're comfortable at and where they're at home and avoid an expensive trip and try to take a day off work, it's just a great benefit for them as well.
And we're going to talk a little bit about behavioral health specifically here in a moment, but, you know, what kinds of appointments work best for behavioral health?
Yeah, typically what we're seeing is some appointments for counseling sessions. Should somebody need to talk to a therapist just about something that's going on in their life, those are working very well as it relates to behavioral health. And studies are showing that they're as effective, if not even more effective in certain cases, to have those done virtually. The providers are able to see the individual within their home setting, which provides information. And we're finding out that sometimes the customer is also maybe a little more open to share if they're in their own environment rather than in a clinic office space or something else. So we're also doing a little bit of psychiatry, which is some medication management virtually as well, and that's proving to be beneficial. And, of course, not every case fits in, but we'll let you know if it doesn't, and we'll ask you to come in. But for the majority of counseling sessions, they can be done virtually.
What else besides behavioral health is this working for?
Yeah, we have over 50 specialties that are providing this service, from orthopedic follow-up visits to endocrinology, nephrology for the kidneys, and anything else in between. So this is proving to be great for multiple specialties, as well as smaller hospitals connecting with urban centers if somebody's having a stroke. Or anything else going on. So really what we're finding out is the applications are endless. We're just trying to be very thoughtful and methodical to make sure that whatever we're doing is safe and effective and in the best interest of those that are trusting us with their care.
What are you finding from, you know, your customers, from the patients? You know, consumers like this better?
Yeah, you know, and the short answer is we're finding that customers are very satisfied when they receive virtual care, and it somewhat just depends. It's just yet another access point for customers. There are still those customers who prefer to come in person, and we'll treat them that way, or to go to different care settings. So it sort of depends. You used to be able to break it down that, oh, if you're a little older, maybe you didn't want to get on your phone or do a virtual visit. The younger people will more have to do that, but some of those old stereotypes are starting to go away, and we're having as many people that are advanced in their age as are younger in their age accessing virtual care. So it just sort of depends on the person and what they're looking for.
We're chatting with Brad Shipper today. He's the president of virtual health for Sanford Health. Switch gears here a little bit and start talk specifically about behavioral health appointments. What's the biggest benefit specific to behavioral health?
Yeah, I would say the biggest benefit to behavioral health is, one, in North Dakota in particular, 90% of our counties that we serve are underserved provider shortage areas, meaning we don't have enough providers to go around for the demand, and that's not uncommon. It's a crisis throughout the country that there's more demand than there is supply. So one of the biggest benefits is it allows us to reach people that we otherwise might not be able to reach. So 60% of our health care and our outcomes are determined by our zip code and not our genetic code. So that, by definition, puts us in the Dakotas at a step behind some of the other places just because of the supply. So this kind of breaks down that barrier and allows for an equal playing field. It also helps with some, in particular, virtual behavioral health. There's still a stigma around it. Certain people, you know, you drive that red pickup, that dually in town, and everybody knows where you park and where you're at. And some people still don't want anybody to know if they're getting a little checkup for behavioral health. So while we continue to break down that stigma that it's just as normal to go to the dentist or go to your family medicine or internal medicine doctor, that's how behavioral health should be. But it's not quite there yet. So this provides maybe a little more privacy for somebody who may need to get some help. And again, we know that two-thirds of people with mental illness are going untreated. So we're trying to break down any of those barriers that we can. And what we're understanding and realizing is that virtual behavioral health is a really important way to break down some of those barriers.
Any idea out of that two-thirds of mental health issues are going untreated has to do with, back to your earlier point, not having a provider in their zip code?
Yeah, you know, absolutely, that's part of it, because where you have more access and where you have more convenience of services, you're more apt to get care at the time that you need it. So what we find is some of our folks, because of their rugged individualism or just not able to take off work and drive in, or because of the roads and the snow or other things, kind of push things off, and they may compound or build up a little bit. So that is part of the tweak that challenges us in some of our rural areas. So that's why we're embedding therapists within our normal primary care medicine clinics. We're doing it virtually. We're allowing different access points because we believe that our healthcare in the Dakotas, despite all that, is the best in the nation. And you can look at multiple studies that prove that point, but it just adds another layer of complexity for us. So again, we're just going to continue to try to get people services when they need it in a way that they can receive it.
Tell me that stat again about the 60% having to do with their zip code.
Yeah, 60% of your health outcomes are determined by your zip code versus your genetic code. So while the genetic code that you have and what you're born with and the lifestyle you choose has an absolutely profound and important impact on your health outcome, the zip code is actually 60% of that. So it all kind of ties into what we're talking about with this access and availability of services and availability to get the preventative care and other things. So I know that stat typically shocks people, and that's a stat that we can control and we can try to eliminate. I can't necessarily change your genetic code, but what we can do as a healthcare provider, and it's our obligation to do that, is to break down a zip code barrier so that you can have a better chance with your health outcomes.
How did Sanford identify a need for this virtual behavioral health appointment need?
Yeah, in part of the $350 million gift that we were blessed to get, one of the largest components of that is behavioral health. And what we were just seeing is an increase in people that had behavioral health challenges associated with other more traditional physical ailments. So when we looked at that and when we studied some of the zip code challenges and we looked at some of our providers who are putting in every hour possible to see patients saying, isn't there another way we can do this to still get to more people? We should try to do that. So between all those things and talking to some of our experts, it just seemed like the absolute right thing to do. And then when you added some consumerism into it, And allowing our patients and our clients to have more control of their health care when they want it and how they want it, we just parlayed those two things together, and it sure just made a lot of sense to kind of dive into this. And some of that money helped us to trial different things and buy different technology and equipment to make it easier.
Only a few seconds left. How do folks access this service?
Yeah, so you can just go on to My Sanford Chart, and you can schedule a visit. If you don't have My Sanford Chart, you can call in. We can get the patient connected, and you don't need a referral. So we'll do whatever we can to help you, and we'd appreciate you entrusting us with your care.
MySanfordChart.com, or call into Sanford and access the service. Great conversation, Brad. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you, sir.
Brad Chipper, President of Virtual Health at Sanford Health. Interesting topic on What's on Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You know what today would be? A great day to take a little stock of who is going to be receiving a gift from you in the fairly near future. Is it, you know, weddings coming up? A lot of those starting to pop up. Graduations starting to come up, you know? Got high school graduates going off to college. What better to send them off with than a MyPillow 2.0? For all your gift giving, now is the time to go to MyPillow.com. Best sheet prices ever right now. Six-piece MyPillow towel set. That would be a great gift for a graduating senior. Or for a newlywed couple. Absolutely. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. How about a bathrobe? They're great. The best. I could go on and on and on from, you know, my pillows to bedding to mattresses to mattress toppers to my slippers and footwear. They have clothing now. They have lots of bath items from bath towels to bath robes to bath wraps and beach towels, pet blankets and dog beds. They've got it all. MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott to get the best deal. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, I've been telling you all the show. I would tell you about Bud White, Bud Light, and some numbers because of the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. I'll do that in a moment before we're done here. A couple of texts have come in. Hey, that 100-year-old lady, says this texter, she was so right. Thanks to our schools and our media and our lack of justice and police enforcement, the young men have been feminized and the women brainwashed into stupidity. Thank God it's not all of them, but it's way too many. Thanks for the text. I thought that was good advice from her as well. That's why I share the story. Another listener says, hey, consumer alert, FYI, Walmart in Minot. A friend of mine bought tires from them, paid for road hazard coverage on the tires. Had a nail go through the tire in a non-repairable place, so the owner stuck a tire plug in so they could get the vehicle to the store to have the tire replaced, right? Walmart would not honor the road hazard warranty because the customer plugged the hole so they could get the vehicle into the store. This is the kind of service you get from Walmart, so people need to think about it. Spend your money where you have great customer service and values, not at Walmart. Apparently, they want you to struggle out along the road or worse so you can take advantage of the road hazard warranty on their tires. Local, local, local. Buy from folks that you see at church on Sunday, at the school program. Right here, taking the dollars you spend with them and putting it back into the community. Only way to go. Okay, without further ado, here's the Bud Light story. Coors Light and Miller Light pulled in as much as Bud Light lost over the latest week. That's right. The former Levi brand president talked about this today on Fox. And the story is this. Data compiled for the week showed Coors Light and Miller Lite's dollar share went up 3.5 and 3.1%, suggesting Bud Light's losses in dollar share resulted directly from consumer recoil rather than a lapse in beer demand. You get it? Coors Light cases up 10%, 10.6 actually. Miller Lite jumped 11.5%. Meanwhile, Bud Light cases have fallen 10.7% for the week ending April 8th and more than 21% for the week ending April 15th. Ouch. As the backlash unfolds, some restaurant chains have come out vocally against the Bud Light controversy and Dylan Mulvaney marketing campaign. While the company's Twitter account has been largely silent, tweeting just twice in April. Meanwhile, Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Bud Light, has recently been accused of discriminatory practice related to a program aimed at providing opportunities to minorities and women. Goodness, things are not going well. April 17th, Beer Business Daily. Bud Light suffered the worst sales in blue states due to the campaign not hitting with the younger generation of beer drinkers. I found that very interesting that what they lost essentially showed up in Coors Light and Miller Lite sales. So Bud Light's rivals are stealing sales because of the controversy. I think we've talked about here that they had a little change in their brand management as the woman responsible for this genius decision of hiring Dylan Mulvaney and putting her mug on a Bud Light can took a leave of absence. I'm sorry, but that's just too rich. Couple of texts to finish up the program here, trying to get as many of these in as we can. Anheuser-Busch stock price is up just a tish. Just a tish today. But was down significantly in the early days of this controversy. Yeah. Another texter says, beer. No truth to the theory that that text came from Bart Simpson, I guess. I don't know. All right, we have to go now. Charlie Kirk is getting in here next. Might have more to say on the Tucker Carlson controversy, and then Jimmy Failla and Mark Levin. Stay tuned. God bless, folks.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.